The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Connell & Company.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Thursday, and you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Got some great guests in the studio this morning from Connell & Company, one of our favorite realtors in town, realty companies. So we also have, for right now, we have Angela Sherrill in the studio, along with James Westmark. And calling in this morning is our buddy, Will Maben. Can you hear us okay, Will?
I can hear you fine.
We can hear you. Good morning.
Hey, Will.
Yay, success. I'm still learning. Everybody knows I'm a rookie. So I was like, yay, we did it. Okay, so good morning, y'all. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Is this a busy time of year, or y'all just kind of hanging back, eating bonbons and, you know, watching Christmas movies?
We are busy trying to get deals closed for the end of the year, and then also to trying to help people. We are busy. Trying to help people get deals closed at the end of the year, and then also to get prepared to be able to purchase in the first quarter of 2025.
That makes perfect sense to me. Okay.
Well, James, what about you?
Yeah, we are actually in the same thing, Angela. I'm trying to reach all the goals for the end of the year, but this time of year for us is especially exciting because we get to do some community outreach and give back. We are hosting a free photo with Santa event on the 14th at our agency on 9th Avenue.
And I was neglected to say which agency you're with. Yeah. So we better get that clarified right up front here.
With Westmark and Associates, we're an Allstate agency, and we're right across the street from
Chatham. So Allstate. All right. Very good. Okay, so back to Santa, December 14th.
Yeah, December 14th. It's going to be at the agency, and we've been promoting on Facebook, and we'll have, right now, there are like 1,500 people interested.
So. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, so we're pretty excited.
Where are you located? So I know where to go.
Yeah, it's just south of Creighton on 9th Avenue, 6600 North 9th Avenue, across the street from Chow Time. And we'll have a professional Santa. He's been through Santa class. Didn't know that's a thing, but apparently Santa school is a thing. And he's got... The real beard and everything. So he knows what he's doing. And we have photographer there as well. Yeah. So we'll be doing photographs. So it will be fun.
It sounds like fun.
Yep. Hey, well, I'm Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company Realty. And I'm in studio. And Will Maben. Go ahead, Will.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Will Maben, Connell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020.
And we're also with James Westmark from, he's with Allstate Insurance. And just to give you a little background here, I grew up in a family business, and I have known James Westmark's parents, or they have known me because they're a little bit older than me, but I've known James and his sister Valerie, who happens, they work together at the Allstate agency, and it's an agency that I believe your dad started.
Wow, and, I love that.
Yeah, and so
actually my granddad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're on the third generation here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Connell & Company Realty is a family owned agency,
right?
And has been in business in Pensacola a very long time as well. So insurance is not something that realtors are great at speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is one reason we have James from the Westmark Agency in here today. This is one of the biggest questions that as a realtor that I get, other than how much is it going to cost me to close when I purchase?
Oh, yeah.
And the unknown about for a seller is, what do I need to... am I responsible for this water heater that I've had for 40 years and it is going great? I've never had the first problem with it. I'd like for James to, talk about just the basics of insurance. Will and I are working with a client who's really never bought a home. They've been married for over 25 years and they haven't had to purchase insurance, traditional homeowners insurance.
It's complicated. It gets complicated of who's doing what and who's responsible for what.
Right. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and James is.
Go ahead, Will.
Sorry, James. I was going to say James is excellent about uncomplicating these things. And we have a lot of great questions for him today, and we hope to have some listener questions as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can call into Pep Talk at 850-437-1620 because the line is tied up. You'll need to text your questions in. Again, that number, 850-437-1620.
And go ahead, James.
No, you're totally fine. Well, so I was one of, like Will said, one of our jobs is basically just to make insurance a little less opaque. And that's something that I'm particularly passionate about is the education factor. So we want our folks to feel comfortable where they understand what the coverage is doing for them. Because you're not buying the price, right? You're not buying the premium. You're buying what the policy is going to do for you. And it's an essential part of setting yourself up for financial health as a homeowner.
Okay. All right. Well, I know that, you know, when you purchase a policy, like when you write an offer, the first two pages are your Bible. It tells you the price, the down payment, the earnest money, how you're financing it, if it's cash or financed, and the closing date. Mm-hmm. And so with an insurance policy, you have what's called a declaration page. So can you kind of go over that, what that?
Yeah, absolutely. And part of what makes home insurance so difficult to read is that it's you will receive a policy packet that's typically like 80 or 90 pages of a lot of legal contract speak.
I just recently bought a place and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. What is all this
and
stuff?
And a lot of fine print.
Lots of fine print. Absolutely. It would take you months to read all of that line at a time. So it's hard to know what is important. But for most of us, the important part is what Angela mentioned, the declarations page. Your homeowner's policy is composed of a lot of different sections because the policy itself is doing multiple things. But the first section is that declarations page, and it is the coverages and limits that are actually specific to you and your piece of property. So it's what is different for every single policy. Then after that, the next sections, definitions, conditions, exclusions, all of that make up the rest of the policy jacket are just the legal language detailing how the coverages on the declaration page work. For most of us homeowners.
Okay, you just lost me there.
Yeah, for most of us, that's the part that you don't really need to review. That's where your agent comes in. That's their job to know all that. You just want to focus on the declarations page. Absolutely.
Right. Well, okay, so let's say I bought a home for $250,000. How do I know how much coverage to purchase?
Correct.
Yeah, that is a great question because your purchase price for the home is not necessarily how much you need for insurance. Your insurance is based on the rebuild cost. If the home was completely destroyed, how much do you need to rebuild it back? So that's a tough question because there are all sorts of gray areas in terms of construction costs, but also what you value. So really the best answer is to have a conversation with your agent. It is a dialogue to work together to figure out what is going to be the correct coverage limit for you. Your agent is the licensed professional who understands the coverages and how they work. And
right.
The agent will also have some tools like what's called a replacement cost estimator that factors in current construction material costs, but also labor. So they have access to things like that. But then you're the expert of your home. You've been inside it. You know the features. And then you also know the things you value. So that's really important, too, is that your homeowner's policy should match what you want to protect, what's important for you and your family.
That makes sense.
Right. This is Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty. My number is 850-292-3165. And we have Will Maben on the line, and he's also with Cannell & Company Realty, and he can be reached at 850-261-7020. And in studio, our special guest today is James Westmark with Westmark & Associates Allstate Insurance.
And if you have a question for Will, James, or Angela, text it in this morning at 850-437-1620, Pep Talk.
Thank you. The one thing that I think a lot of realtors forget, and I think that buyers and sellers don't understand about purchasing insurance, whereas with real estate, land value goes into part of how a person, how an agent or a seller develops their sales price.
Right.
Okay, with insurance, it does not cover the land. It is simply the piece, the home, the structure that sits on the property.
Got it.
So, you know, when you tell your agent, I purchased $1 million home, well, that's when you look at your property taxes, and you'll see the county will specify land cost value and your improvements, and your improvements are what you are insuring.
Right.
Correct.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. And your homeowner's insurance doesn't take into account market factors either. So the perceived value of the neighborhood of or the home, uh-huh. that doesn't matter if a tornado is taking out your house and you need to rebuild.
Correct.
What you need to know is how much does it cost to put your house back
That's
together.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's crazy. Well,
and then we also have contents coverage as well. And that's another big factor that swings the price of insurance greatly.
Right. So, and
is it not, James?
Yes, absolutely, Will. So, when you read your declarations page, when you're looking at your homeowner's policy, the three coverages that are doing the heavy lifting that are providing the most protection and so the most costs are the liability, your personal liability, the dwelling for the structure of the home, and then the personal property for your contents inside the home.
That's a lot to consider. A homeowner, now I'm starting to feel a little overwhelmed. And that's why you all are so good at what you do. Because you do this all the time.
Absolutely.
And you understand the insurance changes and the laws and all the different factors that come into it. Because as Will mentioned, contents is also involved.
Right.
So there are things that I may not know. And especially when you're talking about the one that had not bought a home yet.
Right.
Ever.
Exactly.
Especially for new homeowners.
Yeah, for sure. Well, one of the questions I want to ask is, so how do you lower your premium?
Yeah.
Good question.
Boy, that's the $1 million question.
Yes.
Right now, isn't it? Absolutely. Well, first, give us a call at Westmark & Associates, 850-479-3111. And there are really like three things you can do to lower your premium. The first is that you can get what are called wind mitigation features. Mm-hmm. So these are changes that you can make to your home to basically windproof it. And I can talk more about that later. The second thing is you can make coverage changes. So that certain parts of your policy have different limits, like your deductibles, which is your out-of-pocket cost. So you can increase that and assume more of the risk should something happen, and that will lower your premium. So that's something that we can help you with. You and your agent can talk through those changes. And then finally, of course, you can shop for other companies. So at Westmark & Associates, we have a suite of 9 different Florida-based companies that we work through. So we actually get to do the shopping for our customers, which is really fun. So part of my daily work is folks letting us know, hey, I got my renewal and it went up $1,000. SOS, what can we do here?
Right.
And we'll look at the policy, and if there's nothing we can do, then we start looking. And maybe one of the other 8 companies will have a better offer for that piece of property.
Do those policies renew annually, or are they annual from the date of purchase?
They are annual for the date of purchase.
I was gonna say, it's the end of the year right now, and it might be a good time to look.
Yeah. Yeah. So most folks, their homeowner's policy will start the day they purchase the home.
Okay, that makes mm-hmm. sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. So if I have a new listing coming, and the seller says to me, "Okay, I haven't updated my bathroom, my master. I need new flooring in my game room, and my water heater is original to the house. It's, you know,
40 years, you said.
Yeah, it's 40 years. What of those things should I prioritize?
In terms of insurance?
In terms of insurability.
Yeah, definitely the water heater. Okay. So companies are wanting to see roofs that are less than 15 years old and water heaters that mm-hmm. are less than 15 years mm-hmm. old. And unfortunately, doesn't matter for the most part, if it's still working, if it's 40 years old, it presents a risk of leakage. So that will narrow the field of companies we work with. We can insure it with Citizens if the water heater is 40 years old, but that's your only option.
Okay.
So that is the first thing.
Would that one item kick you out of a regular insurance pool if you have one item like a water heater? Would that kick you out to Citizens?
Yes.
Wow. Yep.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, yep. good to know. Absolutely. Good to know.
Time to replace it.
Right. So we have in our industry home inspections, and they're not mandatory, but certainly as a realtor, you highly recommend that a buyer do a home inspection. And so there is a wind mitigation report and a four-point report. Could you explain what those are?
Yeah, absolutely. So I always tell people the four-point inspection determines eligibility for insurance. So it's like a doctor taking vital signs of your home.
Okay.
It's looking at the roof, the HVAC system, the wiring, and then your plumbing, including the water heater. So those are the 4 points: roof, HVAC, wiring, and plumbing. And basically for the insurance company, that's just showing them that, hey, the home is in good shape. We don't have super high blood pressure or something like that.
Right, right. Those hidden things.
Yes, exactly.
Not easily detectable.
Okay, so does a 5-year-old home have to have a 4-point?
No, great question, Angela. Yeah, so typically homes less than 20 years old get a pass on that.
Oh, okay.
They do not have to have a 4-point. Sometimes it's helpful just to know.
It seems like it would be a smart thing to do just for your own knowledge as a homeowner.
Yeah, absolutely, but it's not necessary. You can get an insurance policy without having a 4-point if your home is.
Okay, we've got a question from one of our listeners that came in by text. Tell us how My Florida Safe Home can reduce home insurance premiums.
Good question.
That is a great question. Yeah, because My Florida Safe Home has been so such a neat program here in the last few years. Basically, the wind mitigation features that we touched on earlier, My Safe Florida Home is kind of like provides subsidies to get those features.
Can you describe what that is, My Safe? Because in case someone doesn't know.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is a state of Florida.
It's backed by the legislature approves the funding.
Yeah, I was going to say legislatively created program to try to make Florida homes more resistant to
mitigation,
wind damage.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mitigate the chance of wind damage. So it pays for homes to be retrofitted with wind mitigation features. So I think there might be different tiers, but
right. And they changed it this year so that before they managed, you had to have contractors who were approved by the state. Now it is, and they provided you with a list.
Mm-hmm.
So the vendors had to get on the list.
Gotcha. Which actually is a good thing as
yes.
far as contractors go, because
right.
then that means they're legitimate.
Right. Okay. Now the homeowner is the one who has to get, they have to find the vendor, and they have
okay.
to, you know, there's a little more control that the homeowner has, which
okay.
is good.
Right, right.
We've had Nathan Biddle here as a home inspector, and he, you know, he would explain about the 4-point and the wind mitt. You know, to do the 4-point is less than $200. So there could be substantial savings if you do one.
Right.
James Dare from Quality Roofing also has dealt with the MySafe Florida home. He highly recommends it. And when you talk about the wind mitt, you know, the things that retrofitting your house would be putting clips, hurricane clips, things like that. So,
yeah.
And then that would ultimately reduce your premium.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah. So on a wind mitigation inspection for insurance, there are 6 different criteria that will give you a discount. So you've got whether the roof is up to Florida building code, how the roof decking is nailed down, how the roof is attached to the walls. That's the
right.
hurricane clips that
yeah.
Angela was talking about. Whether you have hurricane-proof openings like hurricane shutters or impact glass. If there's a secondary water resistance layer, and then the actual shape of your roof. So the MySafe Florida Home can help you do some of those features, like add clips. And depending on the tier, I know at one point they would give like a 2-to-1 ratio. So if you spend $1 retrofitting your home, they'll match $2.
Right.
Okay, that's good.
So it's substantial.
Right. The issue is, what people need to understand is, you pay it, they reimburse you.
So you have to pay it up front.
You do. Okay. And a lot of these vendors will help you with that.
Okay.
As far as, they'll let you pay it, you know, on a some type of financing program, whatever. But, you know, there are ways to be able to come up with the out-of-pocket cost.
Okay, great question. Thanks for sending that in, Bruce. Got another question for you. I inherited a townhouse that I'm keeping as a rental. I was forced into Citizens. It's in Gulf Breeze, have home inspection, four-point inspection, roof in the last 3 or 4 years, water heater as well. I received a notice that Citizens will no longer be my carrier, since now there is an option. And, of course, it's more expensive. Can I shop, or am I stuck?
Oh, I love that question. That is a great question.
And I don't have a name attached to this phone number, but I hope you're listening. Yes. They love the question.
That is an excellent question, because we're dealing with that every day.
Okay.
And it, a lot of times those letters are kind of scary. They don't make
panic.
It sound like you have much options, but you do. So feel free to give us a call at Westmark & Associates, 850-479-3111. And it depends on the home. Citizens has certain criteria. So it depends on the home itself, but a lot of times, there are some options. We can reshop with other carriers besides the one that Citizens indicated. And in some cases, not all cases, but in some cases, depending on how Citizens is doing, that process is called a takeout. How they're doing the takeout, we can actually sometimes put the home back with Citizens. So it is worth doing some investigating and not just taking the offer that Citizens has given.
Great question. That was from Liz. So thank you, Liz. I hope that answer was good for you. And if not, you can always give James a call. Give that number again.
850-479-3111. Thank you, Liz. That's a terrific question.
And if you happen to lose that number, you can contact Angela Cheryl at Cannell & Company
girl.
Realty. And my direct number is 850-292-3165. And then my partner, who's not with us today but is online, Will Maben. Take it away, Will.
What's your number, buddy?
My name is Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020. And while we're talking, I do want to go back to the hurricane hardening for the houses and talk about that being a government program, and it does run out of funds. So you do need to pay attention and get those things done quickly in the year. While there are still funds available for that 2-to-1 match.
So now would be the time to start that legwork, right, before 2025.
Right.
Exactly.
That's a great recommendation. Great recommendation.
The best time to protect yourself is always right now.
That sounded a little bit like my dad right there.
One thing we have not talked about is flood insurance. We get this a lot. And
a lot.
If how do I know that I have to have flood insurance?
Yeah, man, that's a great question, because that is something that we as Floridians, I feel like as a whole, do not understand very well. And probably is the insurance industry's fault for different classifications. But the thing to know about flood insurance, most folks say, I don't need flood insurance because I'm not in a flood zone. In actuality, the entire state is in a flood zone.
Right.
If you live in Florida, you are in a flood zone. It is possible for your property to flood. But what most people mean is, I'm not in a high risk flood zone.
There you go.
So for mortgage companies, when you are purchasing your home with Angela and Will, if you are in
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Hold that thought. We are coming up on the news here at 10:30, so we will be back. We are with Connell and Company with Angela Sherrill, James Westmark, and Will Maben. I hope I got that right.
Yep.
And if you have any questions, you can text them in now at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a little break here for the news, and then we'll be back with Connell and Company right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Pensacola's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and I'm Meg. The number here is 850-437-1620. You can text in your questions. Our guests this morning are from Connell and Company Realty. So happy to have Angela Sherrill in the house.
Hey.
We've got Will Maben, who's not in the house, but on the phone. Hey, Will.
Hello.
There he is. And then we have a guest, James Westmark with Westmark and Associates. So right before we went to break, we were talking about wind mitigation, Florida Safe Homes, and now we were just touching into the subject of flood insurance. Bum, 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 bum. Like the... Right? You need to, some kind of, I got to get some sound effects on this show.
Yeah. I love it. That is too good.
Okay, sir. You're on.
Yeah. So we were talking about, this is James Westmark from Westmark and Associates Allstate Agency. And we were talking about kind of the myths around flood insurance. And that when most people say that they are in, not in a flood zone, they're really just in a low-risk flood zone. And the difference on how to know whether you need flood insurance or not, there's kind of two different answers to that. If you have a mortgage company, they will require flood insurance if you're in a high-risk flood zone. And then if you're in a low-risk flood zone, they may not require flood insurance. But that does not necessarily mean that your home is impervious to damage from rising water. So one of the other myths of flood insurance is that it's going to be $1 zillion and it's not going to do much to help you out. And that used to be more the case, but in more recent years in the industry, we have seen flood insurance become available through private carriers. So now we've got an insurer that will insure it basically the same way that your home insurance runs. It will give you much more full protection. And I wrote a policy yesterday that was $614 for the year. So
that's not too bad.
Pretty darn affordable.
That's not too bad.
That is. I have a client who currently listed home on Noriega Lane, beautiful house, and it is in a high-risk flood zone. And their policy was $1,400. But that area, it has flooded, so it has a history. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I wanted to touch on. Insurance companies, if you think Big Brother is watching, there's a history that follows your property. So when you are shopping, so when you and your realtor determine, hey, I want this home, you're going to have to call your insurance agent, and you can ask that question. Is there a history of the property that shows flooding? Because for some homeowners, maybe when they owned that property, maybe it had not flooded. So
right.
When they put on that seller's property disclosure, or what is now required by the state of Florida, a flood disclosure statement saying, I either have or have not filed an insurance claim, I have or have not used money provided, by an insurance company to fix the flood. A lot of times that homeowner is telling the truth. He's never experienced flooding on that property.
Right.
But it doesn't mean the history of the property hasn't flooded. So
kind of like the history of a car.
Right.
So
right? Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. Yeah. The company that I was just speaking about is actually really interesting. They've provide a matrix on how likely it is to experience flooding at the property, and they rate it very low, medium, high, very high, and they look at 60 different risk factors. So they'll actually tell you this property is susceptible to a 50-year flood event or a 100-year flood event. It will experience up to 1 foot of ponding. So it gives you some really great specs.
Interesting.
That you can be better advise as a homeowner, or if you are looking at a
right.
new property.
Well, what's the difference between what is the difference between the national flood program and a private private flood carrier?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it used to be the National Flood Program was all there was because flooding is such an expensive damage. Mm-hmm. The government was the only entity with deep enough pockets that was big enough that could actually insure homes and pay out the claims for flood. It has since changed. There are now a number of carriers who are private companies who have figured out how to underwrite flood well and have the financial reserves to offer flood policies. And so they are the typical flood insurance policy through the national program will give you coverage for the structure of your home and the belongings inside. And it has a fairly low limit, $250,000 for the structure of the home and $100,000 for your contents inside the home. And of course, there are tons of homes in Pensacola that are worth more than
$250,000.
Oh, yeah. so if your home would need more than that to rebuild, then you're kind of out of luck with the National Flood Program. But some of these private policies will insure it up to the true replacement cost. So they have a lot more flexibility.
Okay, I've got several questions coming in, so I think we're going to move on from the flood.
All right.
This question is, I had wind mitigation done during a recent roof replacement by Quality Roofing. Got the clips upgraded, water membrane, and new code drip edge. There were no Florida state funds left at that time. Can I apply in 25 since it was just done recently, like retroactively?
Ooh, that is a great question. Insurance expert, but not a MySafe Florida Home expert. Uh-huh. So I would say I do not know definitively.
Will, did you have something?
Yeah.
So what I would say is it's not going to hurt to try.
Right.
What are the worst thing that could happen is they'll tell you no.
That's right. Probably contact them directly.
Yes, and I would contact James Dare is who I would contact or whoever helped her at Quality.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that question. This next question's super, super, duper, duper important. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all prepared?
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell the company's name, Connell?
C-O-N-N-E-L-L. Some people say Connell.
Connell. When I first read it being Irish, I was all about the Connor.
Yes.
I thought it was Connell and Company, but no, it's Connell.
It's Connell and Company.
Okay.
Thank you.
Website, phone number.
We are buysellconnell.com.
Okay.
And our phone number, our office number is 850-478-4141. However, Angela Sherrill here with Connell & Company Realty, and my direct line is 850-292-3165, and Will Mabin's direct line is 850-261-7020.
Very good. Great question. All right. Next one, kind of on the insurance line here, is that, hello, my name is Madison. Does it help if I bundle my home and auto insurance together? Do I have more money save more money by doing that?
Oh, great question. Yeah. So bundling is a fantastic tool. So short answer, yes, there are nuances to that. Like our agency brokers through a suite of Florida-based companies, but then we do auto insurance through Allstate. So it's not there's not necessarily a bundle every time. If you have your auto with Allstate and then your home with, let's say, Tower Hill, those are two separate companies, so you're not going to get a bundle. And sometimes the bundle is more advantageous, and sometimes you can actually save more just outright. So always worth asking your agent.
All right. Thank you so much, Madison, for that question. You're listening to Pep Talk this morning, Pensacola's expert panel. And our experts in the house this morning are Connell and Company, C-O-N-N-E-L-L. And we have Will Mabin on the phone. We've got Angela Sherrill here with us and also James Westmark and Associates. If you got a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. Just got another question in. This one's for James. I have $300,000 in liability coverage on my home policy. What does that cover? How do I know if I need more or less in that coverage?
Oh, man, that is a great question. Your liability coverage is really the most important one on the policy. Mm-hmm. We spend a lot of time thinking about the structure of the home, but when you think of what insurance does, the purpose is to protect your financial health. And no financial loss can be as devastating as a liability loss. So at our agency, we actually had a customer back in 2022 face a $1.1 million liability claim. So if you compare that to a $20,000 roof, which one is going to affect your livelihood more? It's definitely the $1.1 million claim. So in that same thing, if someone were to be injured on your property and have a disfiguring injury or is disabled for a time and loses wages, that $300,000 is what's going to pay out for their medical bills and your responsibility as the homeowner. So with like that, the $1.1 million claim, if $300,000 is the biggest check we can write, you're left with the rest.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So definitely there are other things we can do. Personal umbrella policy is the best fix for that liability exposure. And that's something that your agent can help you with for sure.
And that kind of answers the next question, which is from Kalishu, who had asked the previous question about bundling. And she asked, is there liability on a homeowner's insurance policy? So basically just answered that question.
Absolutely.
Right. All right. I have another one.
Good.
Y'all are popular this morning.
Keep them coming.
Do I have to carry other structures coverage? I don't want or need it. That's also from Kalisha.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Well, thanks, Kalisha. Yeah. Other structures coverage is what protects anything not attached to the main home. So it's going to protect like your fence, sheds. If you have like a brick mailbox outside, that's covered as well. You do not have to have it. We can remove it on most policies, but it does not affect the premium a ton. So we would recommend most folks carry some other structures coverage. That is typically, you know, like with Hurricane Sally, that was the thing. People lost a lot of fences.
Great questions, Kalisha. Thank you for sending those in. Yes. Okay, we now have one that I'm always interested in. During Hurricane Ivan, post-Ivan, I had, you know, homeowners, wind, flood, blah, blah, blah. But I found out that even though we had not, it was a wind damage that had caused the rain to come in the house. Mm-hmm. So then there was a debate about who covered that. And so this question is, broken plumbing, does that fall under flood or something else?
Yeah, that's a great question, because really there are three types of water damage that you can have, and they're classified differently by insurance. You can have what Meg just was talking about, water coming in from the sky down, like a leak in your roof or a thunderstorm breaks a window. That's covered in the policy. Then you have water damage within the home, non-weather related. So if a pipe burst or an appliance fails.
Been there.
Yeah, upstairs neighbor.
Uh-oh. And yes, even though like your upstairs neighbor leaves mm-hmm. their bathtub running and it floods your townhome or your apartment, even though we would colloquially say it floods, that is actually covered in the homeowner's policy. Not a separate flood policy. What the separate flood policy does is any water rising from the ground up. So right. If a hurricane dumps a ton of rain and you have ponding in your backyard and it runs under your door, even though the hurricane caused the rain, that's actually flood damage and is not covered by your homeowner's policy.
Okay, you're listening to Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3, 850-437-1620. Our insurance expert with us this morning is James Westmark with Westmark & Associates. He's been answering a lot of questions this morning, so very well done, sir. You're doing a great job. And Angela's here, Angela Sherrill, and also Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. So we're at the end of the year. There's a lot happening. Tell us a little bit about what people can look for as buyers and sellers.
Well, I think the sellers are hoping that the interest rates come down, which we've been told now for months that they will. And I think lenders themselves are hoping that these rates come down. We continue, both lenders and realtors continue to have to educate everybody that it's not a matter of what the rates are. It's about what you can manage. And yes, the dollar in 2020 to 22, the rates allowed you to purchase far more than what you can today. Mm-hmm. And so unfortunately, those same people are now struggling with trying to, because other costs have gone up. So, you know, their insurance has gone up. Their property taxes have gone up. So it's so important that you talk to your lender, you tell the realtor, this is what I get every month. This is what I can, you know, this is what I think I can manage. So we're hoping, you know, it will make a difference in our market. But do we believe that our market is going to go back to 2020 where there's no inventory and prices are so extremely inflated? We hope not. The market has softened a little bit, but prices are still are up, and they're not going to go back down,
right?
Per se, like what people think.
Okay, that's good to know, though. I mean, Let's just be honest about where we are.
Yeah.
So that's great to know. And if someone is thinking about selling their home right now at the end of the year or contemplating making that change, buying a new home, it's December.
Is
this a good time? Is it better to evaluate now, wait till a little later? What's the best, what are the best, I guess, seasons
right.
in real estate?
I think preparing your home right now, and do know that people are very distracted with the holidays, but it's a good time to go ahead and get your home ready. And even if you put your home on the market in the next 10 days, it's out there. And you are going to be, when people come off of the holiday and realize, oh, it's a, I'm getting a raise or whatever, your home's there. You are ready for these buyers to come and see your house.
That's smart.
So,
very smart.
I would imagine, too, that there are some things, like my wife and I bought our house because the previous homeowner was moving for a job. And we bought ours in, well, the process started in December. So there's always going to be something.
Right.
That's
control.
True. And that's very true.
The one thing to remember is a lot of people, they want the expense in 2024. So if you can't, if you're one of those people that needs to sell their home, or if you're somebody who needs to purchase a home, the other good thing about purchasing at the end of the year is that you then get to homestead.
Okay.
Your property.
Smart. Tell us a little bit about that, because some folks may not know what that means.
Right. Homesteading is, it's your primary residence, and the county allows for a $50,000, basically off the top of the value that the county has come up with.
In terms of taxation.
In terms of taxation. And it does make a difference.
Oh, I would, $50,000 should make a good difference,
right.
I would think.
So, yeah. And then when you go to sell it, as long as you keep that homestead, it benefits the next owner.
Right, right. That makes perfect sense.
So.
All right, this is a little bit complicated, so I'm going to do my best with this question here. Good morning. Can someone please speak on Hard Rock Hard Rock, it looks like. Hard Rock program, and who can apply, and what area Santa Rosa, in what areas of Santa Rosa or Escambia? Are you familiar with that? Am I saying it right? Looks like I need glasses. Hand Rock or Hard Rock. Also, I have a policy with Rushing that's underwritten, had, some mitigation done. The original AC and 12-year-old water heater that works well. Premium is for $950. We have 2-year roof coverage. Can I get better coverage for a 1,480 square foot that is not in the flood zone? Whew.
Wow.
That's a
wow.
lot of questions.
That is a lot of questions.
That's a loaded question.
I don't know about Hard Rock or Hand Rock.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. So here's the thing. For that listener, I would say give James a call.
Yes.
Because those are very specific parameters. We probably don't have enough. We've got about 5 minutes left. And I appreciate the question so much. But go ahead. And then I've got another question for James. He mentioned they work with other companies for home insurance. Would I have to deal with that other insurance company, or can I call him with questions or to file a claim?
Oh, man, that is a great question. Yes, because that's one of the biggest benefits of knowing your agent and having an agency is you only have one place to call. And our job is to advocate for you and be the intermediary between that company, which is advantageous in several ways. Number one, I I'm going to know who you are. I want to get to know you and your kids and what you guys do for holidays. And so you're talking to a real person. You can ask for James every single time.
We love that. Yes.
A 1-800 number. But claims can be really tricky because you have two sides if you have damage to your home. On the one hand, you don't want to file claims willy-nilly because they do affect your insurability. And if you're working with a 1-800 number company, once you call in and ask about damage, they have to file a claim. Whether you actually want to file a claim, if you're just like, hey, is this covered? To talk about damage, they have to file a claim. If you talk to your agent, we don't have to. We can dialogue with you and hear what's going on at the home. We can talk to you about what your policy actually covers and whether it's a good idea, whether pursuing a claim will be something that's helpful for
you. So let me, I want to clarify. So you're saying if I call my insurance company directly and say, I have a question about blah, 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 like my condo, blah, 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 they would have to report that?
Yes. I can't say that definitively for all companies, but I cannot count on both hands the number of times that I've talked with customers insuring a new home and a claim from the past comes up in their claim history and they say, I didn't want to file that claim. I was just curious.
Okay, that's really good to know.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Exactly. And so that's why, you know, using somebody locally like Westmark and Associates. And James, what's your number again?
850-479-3111.
Right.
And the question here was for your phone number, and do you cover Santa Rosa?
We do. We actually work with the entire state of Florida, and we're licensed in Alabama. So
That would be a question for Connell & Company as well, Angela.
We can sell real estate all over Florida, and since we are independent contractors, it's really up to the agent. If I had a license in Alabama, I would have to place that license with a broker, with another broker. Generally, what we do, personally, I refer to the local people. So just like you would call me about real estate in Pensacola and Santa Rosa and Milton and Pace and those areas, I simply don't know the Alabama market.
Right.
And so we have referral networks, and we are happy to refer. We find that, you know, if you're not, quote, farming a particular big area, I don't think I can do as good a job as the local agent can.
See, and I think that's very honest and credible to say. Really. Because
thank you.
No, really, because I think that's so important.
Right.
And
I
you
do
know
too.
That you know Pensacola and you know it well and you're selling this area. I think that's great. Which, speaking of which, if I was looking, where do I go to find your listings, Angela?
Okay. We have a website. It's buysellcanel.com. And you can go to, so you can go on our website and you can look up Will Maben. You can look up Angela Sherrill and the other 45 agents that we have. You can look through our directory and you can see all the different listings that we have. You know, my number directly is 850-292-3165. And Will's number is 850-261-7020.
Okay. So, and then James with Westmark & Associates, your number?
850-479-3111. And you can find us online if you just Google search Westmark & Associates, or if you go to allstate.com and choose the find your agent, it'll use your zip code and can link to us too.
Right.
All right, Will, you've been very quiet this morning, so I want to check in with you before we go. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your number. I know Angela just said it, but it's Maybin. Is that correct? How to spell your last name?
That's correct.
Okay. And your specialty?
All right. And my specialty is the Pensacola, Santa Rosa, Escambia area. I love working with first-time home buyers, investors, selling homes, buying new homes.
All right. I hate to cut you off, but
I
just ran out of time.
James Westmark for coming in.
All right. Thanks everyone for coming in. James Westmark, Angela Sherrill, Will Maben with Connell & Company. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.